Hi, welcome to Budget Gardening. My name is Jason. I'll be instructing you on how to do your gardening on a budget. First time expenses may seem like a lot, but really in the long run, you'll be saving money. Welcome back if you've been listening, and welcome if you're new. Today I want to talk about what works for me and what works for you, what works for others. Everything that I've been telling you about how I start seeds, how I grow them, is what I do. There's others that grow differently. You may grow differently. This is the best way I've found for me, so this is what I use. You can listen to other podcasts and get information from them, maybe take a little bit from me, a little bit from them, a little bit of what you do, and try to come up with the best way possible to grow your seeds. Everything and everybody has different ways. I'm actually trying some new ways right now with gelatin, and I'm going to be using that. I guess it's called agar or whatever, so I'm going to be using that. Stuff was pretty cheap. Gelatin's cheap. I'm just using jelly jars to grow the seeds with some liquid fertilizer. But I know that there's one guy out there that I haven't tried his way. I don't think it's best for me, but he grows thousands of seeds on one flat. Good for him. I don't need thousands of seeds. I actually get my plants a different way. I mean, I do seed them myself, but I do go about getting plants differently than he does. His way may be good for somebody who's actually going out and selling thousands, because he is a well-known name. Me, I'm just some dude trying to make a buck and feed my family. So I don't do it as much as he does. The way he does it is he gets the trays out. I guess from what I've heard and read, it's about a 3x3 tray, and he just lays all of his seeds on top, and then covers them a little. That way he gets all of his plants, and I know he lives a little more south than me, so, but he warms them in a room, grows them, then puts them in pots and leaves them out on his driveway, waters them, keeps them warm and whatnot, lets them get that fresh air. Whereas myself, I do everything indoors in my attic, and I seem to have no problems with the way I do it. His way, like I said, is great if you want to do it that way. My way, since I don't have a lot of grow time, being so, not really so north, but just in a colder area, I think it was 2 years ago, my low was negative 27 outside, so, and I don't have a greenhouse, so I wing it with what I have. The way I do it supplies me with enough to get by and still sell some plants. The way I used to do it was just like everybody else, just in the seed tray with the dome, and tried it that way. And, I grew plants, but not of the quantity that I do now. Like I've told you, I've got 90 plants going. Hopefully out of cuttings, I'm going to get quite a few more, maybe 1,000 or more, I'm hoping, from the cuttings that I have. They're already over 6 inches tall, and they were planted on December 24th. So I'm looking at I should get a good spread of cuttings to root. Now, I know you're probably saying, what is this podcast about? This one's just telling you, you don't have to follow my way. You don't have to follow anybody's way. You can take, like I said, little bits of everybody and try to find the best way that you can do it. That's what I've done over the years. I picked up some stuff from my grandparents. I picked up stuff from my father. And I've done my way, and I've used other people's ways. until I found the way that I want to do mine. Of course, my grandparents had a nice growing shed, which I don't have right now, but it was a beautiful thing. The one thing that myself and others agree on is your lighting. You need the best lights available. The growing shed supplies that, but since the onslaught of LEDs that have come out, you can really do your lighting for cheap, get really good plant health going on there. It's a really incredible thing now. And some people also use a regular potting soil, seed starting potting soil. I go with the soilless mix, as I told you in episode 1. The soilless mix really provides that aeration that you need. Not too soupy, not too dry. It's once you add the water and you mix it up to where you need to, it really creates that nice binding soil that you need to start these plants. Speaking of starting things, you ever think about starting a podcast? If you do, go with Anchor FM. They're the best and easiest way to get your podcast up and going. We'll send you to multiple venues, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM. It will send you to all those, and it's really neat, and it's really enjoyable to do. Just go with Anchor FM. I know it says budget gardening, and like I said, this is the cheapest way that I do it. You know, it's a lot of upfront costs. So if you're new to this and you think this is going to cost a lot of money, it's really not. You're looking at spending maybe about $200 for, you know, 25 years worth of equipment that you won't be buying that you have bought. The tools and everything, I have not heard anybody bring this up. But if you go to, we have antique shops around where I live. If you go to an old antique shop, you can get a bargain on a shovel, maybe a buck or two. You can get a picks, hose. You can even get old wheel seeders, the Planet Junior or whatever they are. You can grab those for pretty cheap. It's really not that much money to get into this, unless you want to do it the old-fashioned way, and that is buy the plants that are already plugged and plug them into the ground. You're going to be spending not a considerable amount of money, but more than you need to per year. So far this year, I think I've spent $10 just on the year. So that $10 would have been, maybe 4 or 5 6 cell packs. But I've got more than enough seeds here and everything to get mine going. So, like I said, if you really put your mind to it and think outside the box, you can pick up all that you need for cheaper. I know some guys, there's a neighbor of mine who will go and get almost new tools and everything every year, and he goes and he gets his potted plants and his seed cells and whatnot, whereas I go by division and seed. I will be talking about division later on. It's that's fun. I'm also looking into doing some grafting to see what I can come up with, see if there's any neat things that I can do with that. And as I said, I'm using the gelatin now in the agar. I'll let you know how that rolls. If that works good, that may be something that I recommend to you. The things that I talk about are, I know what I want to speak of. I don't know how to put it into words. I don't have a script. It would be too hard to sit here, read the script, and give you what I want to give you. Just because things pop into my head at a moment's notice. So there is no script. That's why this may seem, these podcasts may seem squirrely to you. But I'm trying my best to give you all the information that I have. If I sit down and write it out, it won't all be there. I'll focus on one thing, and it may be too much information and really not worth it. The education I have is, I went to UConn for 2 semesters for horticulture. I didn't want to be there anymore. It was too liberal for me. And I got out, and everything has just been by hands-on or what I've learned from other people. So I hope these podcasts are beneficial to you and that you're learning something, or maybe entice you to try something different and go outside the norm. Like I said, it's much cheaper for the way that I'm doing it. And I always have that extra bunch of seeds. I'm thinking about buying a few more. I got to talk to my wife and see what she says. I think she's getting sick of seeing seed packs in the refrigerator. So, well, I will talk to you all at another time, and hope you find this interesting.